In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. There is an old tradition among the rabbis, an old tradition that says that on the night of his first evening in the Garden of Eden, Adam wept all through the night because he thought that the sun had died. God made the light, and we were made for the light, and we were made to live in the light. And so when Adam awoke the next day, his vision of the morning light was probably some of the greatest joy in all of human history. But that, you see, is how darkness works. Darkness leaves us fearful and nervous and alone. But that darkness, as you know, as well as I, that darkness is not only physical. All throughout human history, there have been periods of spiritual darkness, great tragedies and acts of violence, the Holocaust, civil war, the killing of unborn children, murder, mass murder, terrorism. We just saw it this weekend. These are things, dear brothers and sisters, that darken us and that darken our world. But if you've been in the church for any period of time, you know that the church, too, can experience darkness. There are times when you and I get in the way of things. And the light of the gospel is dimmed, and the hope of the faithful is pressed to its limit. And it is that darkness and the recovery of light that we remember today, this first Sunday of Great Lent, the Sunday often called the Triumph of Orthodoxy. This is the day when the good and holy use of icons was restored to our church. Icons are present in this temple today because of what happened way back then. Now, to some of you, this may seem like a rather minor thing. Suddenly, icons were good again. But it is no minor thing if we simply remember why they are here, why these icons are present. These icons are here to show us the light of true faith. These icons are around our temple like lanterns to lead us on the way back to the Garden of Eden. These icons are here quite simply to enlighten us. And by enlightening us, they enlighten the whole world. And so when you and I have these icons the way the Lord intends them to be had, as points of light, then he will do to us through these icons what he did for Philip, which you just heard in today's gospel. He will come to all of us through these icons, through these points of light, and he will bid us to follow him. And in following him, we will find the way that leads to eternal life. As I've mentioned, this Sunday is called the Triumph of Orthodoxy. But it's not so much the triumph of orthodoxy as it is the triumph of God himself. It is not us who have triumphed, but it is God who has triumphed. We are here this morning because of him. We are here because he is the light. We are here because he has given us these icons as lamps along the way. We are here very simply for one reason: to follow Christ. That is what Lent is all about. And that is why Lent begins the way it does today. Let's not forget the real reason that we are here. We are here because God has triumphed in Christ. Glory to Him, and glory to His Son, for He does all things well. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.